Support for SyncBook Radio comes from listeners like you.
Wait, consider helping to make independent production.
Okay, sorry. Hello, everyone. I need to break in here and have a quick moment with you to tell you what's been going on with 42 Minutes and SyncBook Radio. It's important, too. Well, 42 Minutes is coming up on its third anniversary soon, and this gives us an occasion to pause and to consider what we're doing and why. Initially, the show began as a way to encourage a conversation within the Sync community, specifically about the conversation, about our moment, about the flow. On one side, it's kind of selfish on our part because we always get to be a part of that conversation. But from another point of view, definitely selfless too. We're not the point, just the facilitators. Another thing that was happening back then when we started was the fact that we needed to figure out a way to sell sync books. See, back in 2011, a couple months after the first Sync Cabin and after the publication of the first sync book, 42 Minutes naturally emerged as the promotions wing of SyncBook Press. Those early shows were fun and were definitely a learning experience, but the SyncBook gave us an underlying skeleton to base content upon. You know, which people to have as guests and what to talk about. It was a natural progression. Later came whole books from SyncBook Press and even SyncBook 2, and the programming just fell into place. Yet the show continues to grow and become. In that first year, we'd schedule the weekly guests, usually a few days before the show, not needing tons of prep time, because all the guests were friends with whom we were already familiar. Later, we eventually were able to schedule a week ahead, giving us more specific focus on what to look at that prior week. But now, here is where reality's beginning to impinge upon the story. See, 42 Minutes is my sync work. I love it. You guys follow your themes and threads and make what you will. My themes and sync webs arise from the guests, topics, and shows we can put together and produce. It's a lot of fun to have a weekly sync production schedule, but it's also a lot of work, too. These shows are now scheduled months ahead, and we are doing the job of a whole production team with only a few people. I work both the account side as the booking agent, but also the creative side as the host. It's fun, but requires a lot of commitment and discipline. On a show day, I get up at 5:30 a.m. to write all the copy for that week's show and to finalize my looks into the guest's bio and body of work. It's funny because in the past, we may have only spent 3 hours total on show prep for the whole week, if that. Now we're reading at least a book a week, usually more. This last month has been brutal, too. Fun, so fun, but tons of work. And then add to that production time. Originally, Will recorded the show, clipped the stuff from the beginning and the end, sent it to me, and then went to work. I would label the files and then upload it to our hosting service. Done. Months later, in the spring of 2012, after Always Record began, Alan built a web presence for us and for Always Record, which added another layer of production. The distribution end. What I'm saying is that the work has snowballed, but hasn't ceased being fun for me. Producing an episode now is an all-day affair. Like I said, pre-production starts at 5:30. We record the show at 9 a.m. At about 10 a.m., I get into the audio, editing and cleaning it up, as well as other promotional work, show notes, images. And usually, when it's about time to pick up the kids at school at 3 p.m., I'm finally uploading the episode. It takes me 5 hours to produce an episode of 42 Minutes. Then I prepare all the distribution information for web and promote it on social media. It doesn't sound like tons, but it goes on until dinner time, making the whole day a 12-hour affair. And it's my day off, too. Now, let's talk about money. When we started doing this, we were trying to sell you something. Sync books. And many of you bought them, and we thank you, and we're still selling them. But the amount of work all this takes has finally begun catching up with us. Now, nobody here thinks they're going to quit their day jobs. But we have begun to take this seriously enough to begin discussing how to proceed to the next level. We know that what we're doing has value, and we know that it's definitely worth something. But we haven't figured out the right model for compensation, and we need your input. Currently, we have a core of financial backers that donate enough to pay $100 a month for a freelance web administrator. These are our angel investors. Yep, that's it right now. $100 a month. He's the only one getting paid, too. And all the other expenses have been out of pocket up to this point, with Alan taking on much of the infrastructure costs. It's not tons, but the little things add up. I should also note that some of the Think Book authors generously donated their share of book royalties to grow the brand. And these help defray some of these overhead costs, and to them, we are very appreciative and thankful. And also one of the reasons why we are so actively pursuing this. But Think Book Radio is something now beyond that of advertising for Think Book Press. It's exciting and entertaining and frankly has value. And we've begun having meetings to figure out how to begin to receive compensation for these great services that we produce. It's contentious, though, because we are dealing with money. Will works 40 hours a week in a warehouse. I work 33 hours in a grocery store and moonlight a night or two delivering Chinese food. My free time is spent in this arena, producing the best shows I can with the time and money that we have. I'm not going to lie. SyncBook is the platform on which I want to promote my art. I'm a writer, but I'm a crazy writer working in a form that you people understand. So it just makes sense for me to put my time and energy into building the space that nurtures all of our art. But this means that we need to hear from you. Go to the contact tab at thesyncbook.com and let us know what you think. What you like, what you don't, what has value, what doesn't, what works, etc. SyncBook Radio is going pro. There's just no way around it. It's too much work. But how is now the subject of discussion? The voices we feel most compelled to heed right now are our regular sustaining donors, our charter members. They've taken it upon themselves to go to the donate page and set up a monthly subscription, and we thank them so much. And actually, this is the model that I really want to work. Everything is in place already. All the infrastructure is there. I'm not eager for paywalls or producing members-only content or figuring out member perks or coming up with a SyncBook app. I just think it's time that people sign up for a subscription to pay for the content that's available now. We have a core of regular listeners, and I thank you for participating each week with us. But now I'm speaking to you. Please sign up. thesyncbook.com/donate, $5 a month. There will definitely be perks in the future, and of course your opinion will be heard, but now is the time. If you're happy with the way things are, let us know with a subscription. I have a goal to see if we can reach 100 subscriptions in 3 weeks. Help make this possible. Power the research of the Sync community. Underwrite meaning. That's one cup of coffee a month to power a whole network of shows. Want to do more? Underwrite a program or a series of programs. thesyncbook.com/donate. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your support. And thank you for helping to keep these unique voices from going silent.
Is it a bird or a bug?
A cat. It's a cat. It's a meow.
What? You're still here? All right. Bye-bye.